The four men approached Anya Creed as if they were a single, well-oiled machine. Their actions told her they'd done this before. She didn't break stride or change direction, heading toward the mailboxes and stuff store that she used to send and receive packages. Nikolai, the manager at the shipping business, had left messages with her answering service to let her know she had a number of parcels waiting for pickup. The men were young and athletic, casually dressed, and instantly forgettable. She guessed that they had military training. Her adrenaline spiked, suddenly elevating her heart rate and her senses. She stayed with the flow of the lunch crowd as it flooded out of the surrounding buildings and into the street. Everyone was hurrying to try to make it back on time. She knew the four had been waiting for her and wondered if they had followed her from her loft. For the last several weeks, a dig in Florida had given her a brief respite from the dregs of winter that still hovered over New York, but she'd quickly dropped off her luggage and headed back out, giving them a chance to latch on. Anya was layered in dark winter clothing and figured that the team had watched her closely if they were able to recognize her. Still, at 5'10" and with chestnut-colored hair that dipped below her shoulders, she forgot she had a tendency to stand out in a crowd. Anya stopped at the newsstand at the corner across the street from mailboxes and stuff, waiting in line as customers ahead of her picked out newspapers, magazines, and snacks. Checking the reflections in the windows of a nearby coffee shop, Anya watched the four men attempt to lose themselves in the crowd of pedestrians. If she hadn't already made them, she knew she wouldn't have noticed them now. Anya took her cell phone out of her pocket.
Mailboxes and stuff, this is Nikolai. How may I help you?
It's Anya.
Ah, Anya, it is so good to hear from you. You would not believe what has been going on. A man came into the store. He showed me government credentials and claimed that he needed a package that was supposed to be delivered to you.
What kind of credentials?
I don't know. I didn't get a good look. Something with a photograph and badge.
Do you remember his name?
Agent Smith. I thought it was very humorous. I asked him if he'd seen The Matrix.
What did he do?
He was not amused. He threatened me. So I told him he had to have a court order before I gave any package to him. He didn't produce a court order, so I called the police.
You called the police?
Oh, sure. I'm not going to play around with them. You get expensive things here, Anya. I'm well aware.
Right. So what did Agent Smith do?
He took off.
Did the police come?
An hour or so later, sure. Evidently my call wasn't very important.
Did you file a report?
I did, but I kept your name out of it. I just told them that someone using government ID wanted to go through the packages.
What did the police say?
Just to let them know if the guy showed up again. They really don't like people jacking around with official identification and pretending to be police officers.
Have you seen him today?
No. Why?
Nikolai, I'm at the newsstand across the street. Can you take a look out the window and let me know if you see Agent Smith?
Oh, I'll check.
Across the street, Anya saw the familiar form of Nikolai peering through the mailboxes and stuff window. He scanned the crowd outside.
I might see him. He's wearing different clothes today.
Who was the package from?
Mario Fellini.
The name surprised Anya and took her back a few years. When she'd finished school, she'd worked at a dig at Hadrian's Wall in England. The Romans had built the 80-mile-long wall to cut the country in half, walling out the Picts. Mario Fellini had been on the dig after completing a double major in fine arts and archaeology. He was Italian, from a large family in Florence, with four older sisters determined to marry him off. During her time there, Anya had struck up a close friendship with Mario, but it hadn't gone any further than that. Anya didn't know why he would send her something. They hadn't been in touch in years. Anya became aware of the pedestrians flowing around her, crossing the street. She stepped off the curb and continued across.
Do you know this, Fellini?
Yes. At least, I did. We haven't spoken in years.
Would he send you anything illegal? Like contraband, maybe?
If he's still the same guy I knew, then no, he wouldn't.
Well, this is good. Some of my customers, I'm not so sure. I try to stay away from trouble.
I know. I'm sorry you're caught up in this.
You're more caught up in it than I am. Anya, that is Agent Smith behind you, and to your right.
So is the package there at the store?
No. With all the interest in it, I thought perhaps I could arrange a more private delivery. I got it put away for safekeeping.
Thank you, Nikolai.
It's no problem, Anya. For you, anything. If you hadn't gotten so famous doing that show, maybe you wouldn't attract strange people, you know?
Nikolai was referring to Chasing History's Monsters, the syndicated show she co-hosted. During her recent trip to Florida, she'd covered the work at a dig site involving Colusa Indians. Although now extinct, the Colusa had been Glades Culture American Indians who had lived on shell mounds. Doug Morrell, Anya's producer, had turned up a story of a ghost shark that protected the sunken remnants of Colusa villages. Anya had researched the legend of the ghost shark, which, as it turned out, most of the local people hadn't even heard of while she'd been on site. As a result of the television show, Anya had ended up being known by a lot of strange people around the world. Sometimes they sent her things.
Nikolai, can you make a fake package about the same size as the one I was sent?
Yes, but why?
I want you to give it to me when I get inside.
Wouldn't it be smarter to go to the police?
The police would drive these guys away.
That seems like a desirable thing to me.
It made me curious.
You know what that did for the cat.
I do. But I also know that cats have 9 lives. I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Okay, I get the package ready.
Make me wait on it for a few minutes. I've got a phone call I want to make.
Sure.
Oh, and put something in the box. Something with weight, just in case I need to fool them for a minute or two.
Okay, I find something.
See you soon.
Anya dialed the number for Detective Bart McGilley from memory as she went through the door to mailboxes and stuff. The reflection in the door glass showed that the 4 men were close behind her. They split up into 2 teams of 2. Anya knew then that they were going to try to take the package inside the store.
You've reached the desk of Detective Bart McGilley. Please leave a message. I'll get back to you. If you need immediate attention, press pound for Detective Manuel Delgado.
Spotting Anya from behind the desk, Nikolai went into the back to check for her mail. 2 of the men trailing Anya entered the store and started looking through racks of mailing supplies.
Detective Delgado.
Hi, this is Anya Creed. I'm a friend of Detective McGilley's.
I know who you are, but I didn't know you were a friend of McGilley's. I'm a fan.
Do you know where I can find Detective McGilley? I called his desk, but I couldn't get through to him.
Detective McGilley's in court today, testifying in a murder case. He always switches his cell phone to his answering service when he's on the stand.
Do you know when you expect him back?
Soon, but I'm not sure when exactly.
All right. Can you ask him to call me as soon as he has a chance?
Got it.
Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Anya pocketed the cell phone. She'd exhausted the people she could call for help at the moment.